Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese, MS Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hollywood Connections. It is 6.06 p.m. on Wednesday, your drive home, and you're thinking you've had a hard day at the office, and all you want to hear is comedy, and we have that for you. Before we start with Sunny's here with Larry, a comedy club that is local, not over the bridge, with his one of his headliners. Chris is in the house with us, and Yvonne, to my right, my co-host, how are you?
I'm doing great today.
I know. You're ready for a great show.
Yes, I'm ready for some comedy.
I know. I love comedy. You know, we're just going to have more comedy on Hollywood Connections.
Comedy? You told me karaoke.
Oh, we got the show mixed
wrong
up.
Show.
Larry, do you sing karaoke?
No.
No, I do. Oh, I do karaoke. Only in the car. Nobody can see me. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, that's a good time.
That's
of karaoke.
It.
Yeah, I feel really stupid now because you said comedy, you said karaoke. I thought it was colonoscopy. I'm in the completely the wrong building. I got to get out of this building right now.
You got to go to the hospital around the corner.
I know.
And that is the comic Chris that we're going to introduce here. And King James, how are you?
I'm fine, Dawn. How are you?
Fabulous. Sun Drummers is in the house with us today.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm just happy to be here. And we had a great weekend, didn't we?
At Sonny's, yes.
Oh, I had never laughed so hard in my life.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I know.
Larry's finally got it together.
Who are you laughing at?
Hey, I'm so happy to have you next time. Buy a ticket, will you?
Who are you laughing at?
All the good comedians he had over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. So, hey, Peter, let's play that commercial so everybody knows who we are, what we're doing here, and we'll be right back. Listen.
Hey, Larry G coming to you from Clearwater, Florida. Hey, tourists. Hey, visitors from the north. Glad to see you. Happy to have you here. Enjoy our beautiful, beautiful beaches. We got some fine restaurants, places to go, amusements right there on the beach. Great place to be. And stay up at US 19, for God's sake. We got enough cars on US 19. We got nothing up here for you. There's Walmarts, there's Walgreens, there's gas stations. We got those back home. There's enough traffic on 19. But if you got to come up on 18, be sure and come out and check out Sonny's Comedy Lounge at the Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill every Friday, Saturday night. Shows are at 9:30 p.m. We have national headlines. Comedians, lots of fun, probably the least expensive thing you're going to do while you're in Florida. And besides, we're going to give you a whole bunch of great jokes to take home. So come on out to Sonny's, have a great time.
That's all you needed.
I know.
I did that like
And we're back. And so, Larry, how are you from Sunset Point, actually from Tampa Bay Comedy?
I'm just fine. I'm thrilled to be here, Dawn.
Thank you. And we want to thank Mike, because Mike is the one that did all this when I came into the station to cut a commercial. And this tall comic was here. And I said, wow, what do you do? And then he told me about you and Wella. And here we are.
Mike is an awesome guy. Great comic. And one of these days, he's not going to be homeless.
Well, hope that soon.
No. And then, no, Chris, let introduce Chris, your headliner, one of them.
Yeah, Chris Gorgeous.
Hi, Chris Gorgeous.
Yeah, that's my actual last name.
Really? So if you get, is your wife Mrs. Gorgeous?
She is. Yep.
I know.
The papers have been filed. It's official.
Oh, that's
love
nice.
That.
It's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
So that's the first time I've ever heard that. I was in the military with that name, and nobody ever said, that's a beautiful name. They never said that. They were always like, what did you just say to us? My last name is Gorgeous.
Well, and now, Chris, you're going to be opening this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be doing the show Friday night, and then we have an improv show Saturday night. We used to do an improv show years ago at the same room with Larry. The Charming Hooligans were there. We had great, huge crowds that came out. We did short-form improv, like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And now we've got a couple of the members from that old group back, and we're going to do a revised show, which is short form, but we're going to be following the plot line of a 2.5 minute episode. So it'll be quite interesting.
Now, is the audience involved in that as well?
Totally.
Really? Okay.
Yep,
can
totally.
You give us like an idea
well,
what happens?
Yeah, there's multiple games to the show. We will be following the plot line of a 2.5 minute episode. So each scene will be based on the scenes in that episode of the sitcom. We'll get suggestions from the audience.
Is this
we'll
something get... like a, just off the top of the your head, like?
No, we bring all the audience members to our house first to get them all together weeks before the show.
Okay.
And then we, yes, completely off the top of our head, made up on the spot, okay. Except for the actual
like
an plot.
Improvisational.
It totally improvisational. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We should tape that. You should tape that. For
I like.
TV.
I like that.
I'll get the paperwork to you.
I'm sure you will be done.
Yeah, that sounds good. So, Larry, let's go back. Now you've been here what 7 weeks? You're coming back strong.
Yeah, this is our seventh or eighth week at the Sunset Point Cinema, and this is a room we had for 15 years, back in the late '80s, early '90s. You know,
you reopened it
when US 19 was a two.
You reopened this place?
Well, we came back to the facility. I used to own it years ago.
Okay.
And we did comedy there. And then we left. We opened another venue for the comedy, mm-hmm. kept the movies. And years gone by, I sold the place and then moved on to other things and basically fell on my butt and, you know.
And jumped back up.
Jumped back into it, yeah. Yeah, no, we had shows in other places for years.
So you know what I like? Larry and I were talking about this. So we have Tan Talk Radio, right? We've got Sunny's, you know.
Sunny's Comedy Lounge.
Right, at Sunset Point.
Sunset Point, Cinema Grill.
My name is Dawn. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we have Sunkissed Charters.
Right.
All Sunny. What do you think of that, Chris?
I'm related to Anita Bryant, so it all kind of comes together. Orange, yeah. Sunkissed, Sunny, yeah. Dawn. Yep.
There we go. Yeah, your oranges in the morning, Florida.
We're going to moon somebody on the way out of here.
Gotcha. Perfect. So, Chris, let's go to you. So how did you start out in comedy?
I started in comedy in 1988 in Connecticut. I was a house MC for the Prime Cut Comedy Club in Niantic, Connecticut. So I worked there for about a year and a half, got divorced, moved out of Connecticut. That's usually the catalyst. Divorce is usually the catalyst for comedy. Divorce or homelessness. Uh-oh. That's what he's those two things. Moved back down here, got involved in the scene. I've been doing comedy ever since, improv, radio, you name it. I've been a staple here in Tampa for years.
I like to ask, what makes a good comic?
Pain. Mm-hmm. I think probably, if you want an honest answer. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean pain, like, you know, it doesn't have to be really about just any, look, we pick on the things that people want to have an opinion about, but are kind of too afraid to.
Yes.
I think that's a comic's job to sort of come at it from that angle that people, we just don't talk about those
things. I know
things.
A lot of comics, when I listen to them, a lot of times they talk about themselves and things that maybe is not good. Other people may not like it, and they make fun of it. They make fun of themselves.
Self-deprecating, yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems to go a little bit longer. I'm somewhere in the middle, as Larry will tell you. I do what I call assumptive stereotyping in my show, and I try to connect with people on their level, whatever they may do in their lives, and then try to find the common thread between the two of us, I think.
Is there a comic that you really respect, you know, like,
none of them.
None of them.
I'm kidding. I don't like any of them. I grew up with George Carlin, you know, and Richard Pryor, some of the old school guys. Mm-hmm. The new stuff is good, but I really, those are the guys that really turned me on to the craft. And I thought, wow, what a neat thing to do, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a question about women. I don't see a lot of women comics coming around the corner lately. It's more men in comedy. Has that always been the focus on that lately?
It's not easy for women in comedy. It really isn't.
And why? Let people
I don't
know.
Larry, what do you think? Why do you think it's not easy? Because you see, I see the ones I work with, but he sees them come through, so he would know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I work with Elaine Boozler a little bit. We've talked about it, and it is very difficult for women, and I would like to see a lot more women comedians and national acts. They're women.
Mm-hmm. Has it always been difficult for women?
Yes, it's always been a tough road. As a matter of fact, one of the highest paid comics in the country right now is a woman.
And who is that?
I knew you'd ask me that. I just read it today. It's, what's her name?
She's Kathy?
Amy Schumer.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh,
yes, Amy. She's one of the top 10. But, you know, she's worth like $13.5 million and the highest paid male comics make it.
But also,
million.
Too, is Amy Schumer. It was not overnight success.
Oh,
you know, I've just saw her on Chelsea and there in her road. You know, she was talking about the bed bugs that she slept in, you know, in the roads and the hard knocks of life, you know, and it's not overnight. It's out there in every club as well.
As club comics go, I think the difficult thing with them a lot of the times is that the man makes a decision what we're going to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times just the whole idea of a female headliner just is, you know, not their cup of tea for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it's a male chauvinist pig thing for sure. Yeah.
What is your objective for your club? I mean, what do you want to happen there?
I want to roll back to what we used to do in comedy. I kind of recruited Chris into this.
Mm-hmm.
I want the old-fashioned, not 50, 60 shows, but the shows we used to do where, you know, a couple could come out, it was comfortable for them, the comics were really funny, And they had a good time. The whole experience that night was a good time. The drinks were good. The food was good. It was reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, we're not raping them, you know, with the price of drinks and whatever.
Well, I will tell you, the drinks are $4 about, you know, mm-hmm. for mixed drinks, rum and Coke. Yeah. As you like rum and Coke, too. And
I like it, too. I like rum and Coke.
Oh, these are my people. I got my Bacardi hat on.
I see that.
I'm good to go. You got the mixer. Right. Let's do it up.
But you got to add olives. You got to add olives.
Into a rum and Coke?
Into a rum and Coke?
All the time.
I've never heard of that.
I do cherries.
Do you really?
I could take a cherry, but... Just plain is good.
No,
just plain is good.
She asked for rum and Coke with olives, and my bartender said, "Where's she from?"
The Midwest originally.
You did? You asked for that?
Trinidad.
Oh, I never could imagine such.
I was on the subject real quick. I want to back up. Friday night, my feature is Tiffany Barbie, and she's really funny. And I think she's going to make a mark in comedy. She's a very unique female voice. She's not one of these, you know, I'm a woman and all men stink. She's not one of those comics. A lot of fun. If you want to see somebody who is, I think, breaking the mold of what people think female comics are, I really think she's doing that.
I totally concur. Very good. She's awesome. She really is. She's a young lady, and when she gets up on the stage, you have no idea where she's going.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's being for some shock and awe and a lot of laughs.
So awesome. She's there every Friday night?
No, she's opening up for Chris Friday. She's his feature.
This particular
comic.
Friday.
Yeah. She travels with me and is my regular feature when we're on the road. So it's a nice juxtaposition.
So you go all over.
We travel all over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So also, too, let's go back to Larry. Larry, you started out in comedy when?
I started back in the late 90s.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm sorry.
You promised me we weren't going to talk about that.
Opt out.
You couldn't help it.
Actually, in the late 90s, I had a fellow come in my club one day. We were a movie theater that you could eat and drink in. And he walked in and he says, "Have you thought about doing comedy in here?" And I said, "Yeah." As a matter of fact, we'd been talking about it for weeks. And he says, "Well, you know, I'm with Coconuts Comedy Club. And, you know, we clubs all over the place. We love to do a show here, blah, blah." So we set up a room, we started doing comedy there, and it was really, the first show was on New Year's Eve, and it was a hit. I mean, we just filled the room up, and people love the room because it's comfortable, and we got swivel seats, and, you know.
I like the swivelness of the chairs. You get to swivel, and the food menu is amazing, Larry.
Well,
it really
you.
Is.
Thank you. It's not my food, but I'm happy to say that the quality's been good, and we're getting good responses from people. The whole experience has just been great, and that's
right.
You just want to make it people's favorite place to come out. You know?
I like what you said to me the other day when we were on the phone before we had met. You said, you know, it's really great that people walk in and then they thank me. I've had a rough day, and you know, some of the comments that have been and shaking your hand, and that makes you feel good as well.
Well, I think that's the motivation for a lot of people that are in comedy, is that they just love the experience of being able to make people happy
and laugh. Yes.
And you know, I've heard it for 20 years. People
I think that comedy is like good for your soul.
Well, it's good for your body too, actually.
Oh, good.
It releases endorphins and you know, it's good for health. But you know, I've had so many people walk up to me and say, you know, I lost my mother a couple weeks ago and I haven't even smiled.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got me laughing tonight, and thank you so much for that. I'm telling you, just right now, same thing.
Yes.
It's making my, you know.
So I was going to ask you, what is the purpose of comedy? But I think in the conversation, we kind of
covered it.
The purpose of it, of comedy.
Well, I'll tell you something. I found out years ago that if you can kind of give people a little bit of enlightenment and make it entertaining at the same time, that's the best of everything in it, whether it be comedy, music, or whatever.
Whatever.
You know,
the arts.
Teaches you or makes you feel a certain way. It's just the best.
Yes.
And you can go to TampaBayComedy.com and order your tickets. Now, they are about $10, correct?
Tickets are $10 for most of the shows, and we have a whole new deal now. If you go to TampaBayComedy.com, you can sign up for our email list, and I promise you, you will not get any vacation photos. We'll just send you offers and deals, and when we got a few empty seats on a Thursday night, you might get invited in for the cheap. And there's still good seats. You get to pick your seat. And or if you go to your phone and text Tampa Bay Comedy to 22828, that's 22828, and text Tampa Bay Comedy, your email sheet's right there. You just stick in your email address and click it, and boom, you're in. And we'll send you two free tickets for a future show.
Wow, that's a deal.
Sign up on the website or on the phone.
Did you say where you're located?
Yes, we're at the movie theater, Sunset Point Cinema. Bar and Grill on US 19 and Sunset Point Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there since 19, well, 8 years.
92. I think you said more like 92. No,
the theater's been there since the 70s.
Okay.
I bought it in the 80s, and the comedy started in the 90s.
All right.
But the shopping center's been there for quite a long time.
Now, okay. And you did stand up yourself, because I see you open a lot of the shows.
I just open. I like to host. I like to open up for my favorite comics, but I don't consider myself to be a comedian. I just like running the room. I like working with the comics.
Trust me, he's funny. Larry's funny.
How many comics do you show per night?
Typically, there'll be three or four. There'll be a couple guests and possibly a feature and a headliner.
Do you have any amateurs?
So we have open mics from time to time. We're going to get back doing that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do have people asking me, and we're excited because Larry and I have talked about this, that we want to do some comic searches throughout.
Doing some showcases.
Exactly, right? Showcases, and I'm trying to work on some judges to come in and do a big contest giveaway. We're working on that, and very excited. And Chris, back to you. I do have another question. What is your comedy based on? What do you talk about?
If I had to categorize my comedy, it would be I'm a complaining comic. I like to complain.
Okay.
And there's a market for that, my dear.
Yes, I bet.
Yes. Okay.
I do like to consider that my comedy is improvisational and that I do have material that I do, but I do kind of go off the script quite a bit. I do interact with my audience. Mm-hmm. And not in a mean way. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's picking on me. It's not the same thing as what you think it is. I just like to connect with people. And if you say something silly, I will call you on it.
Okay.
But in a fun way. Right. It's not like I'm stabbing people at the show.
Right.
I don't want people to panic. I just like to have fun. But, yeah, it's complaining. I mean, some people, I talk about my life and being married and having, all the normal things.
Okay.
But that's enough to complain about.
But at the same time, I did a show last week, and it was a biker bar. It was a biker party, actually, a private party. And one of the guys' name, he said his name was Squirrel. And I said, oh, that's interesting. He's like, yeah, well, the club gave it to me. I'm like, what is it with you bikers and your biker names? Like, I said to Squirrel, I said, did they offer any other name to you? Do you do anything that's squirrel-like? He said, no. And I'm like, well, why would you put up with that, Squirrel? Why wouldn't you ask for a list of names? Like, can you give me any other rodent other than Squirrel? And he's like, well, I'm like, were you even upset? Did you even try? I mean, did you say, maybe you name me after a fish. You call me Bass from now on. But no, Squirrel. You just went with Squirrel and that's it. So stuff like that. I like to go off on a tangent.
Nice. I mean, I see a lot of stuff on Facebook you can just go off on. Here's an example. The other day, Hector, I'm going to bring up a friend of mine in Miami. Mm-hmm. So he posted something on his Facebook and he said, men and women don't sleep together. They sleep aside from each other and they turn over. And so, of course, I said, really? I said, so I'm newly married, but I said, because, oh, you haven't been on the couch yet. I said, well, who wants to go on the couch when you have a foam mattress?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the couch, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, really.
Show
have
me a nice couch. Could be a nice couch. I don't know.
that foam mattress, that you get, that you sink down. What is that called? Not just foam. It's called... the gel.
The memory foam.
Yes. Memory foam.
Yeah. No,
yes.
See, I sleep on bricks, so I wouldn't know anything about that. That's how I maintain my composure.
Yeah, but see, being newly married, you go out, and nobody wants to sleep on the couch because you got the memory foam, and you're like, 2 a.m, I think I'll go to bed because I got memory foam.
Yes.
Seriously. Hector, that was for you.
Remember to go to bed. Yeah. Remember.
Exactly. So what is the secret of marriage? What would you say the secret of being married was?
Compromise.
Compromise?
I think so. That's
okay.
Beautiful.
I think it's compromise.
Obey your husband.
What's that? Obey your husband?
He's from the old school.
Right.
That's the old school.
Chicago.
He just threw it down on you, the Old Testament style.
Yes.
I want to introduce Calvin here. Calvin, how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And where did we meet?
We basically met in the middle of the ocean.
I did. Actually, he kept swimming up to our boat, and he kept talking. He wanted to play Frisbee or borrow one of our floaters, and I'm like, wow, what a talkative child. And your father didn't speak English, so I was trying to talk to your dad, and your mom was adorable, and you had a dog named Taco?
Nacho.
Nacho. See,
it would be cuter if his name was called Taco.
Oh, okay, Nacho. Oh. So, and then they came to the station, and I met him in the middle of the ocean over by, where was that, Hollywood? No, it was Honeymoon Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you were swimming over there?
Were you drowning?
What were you doing?
He was floating.
Calvin, you didn't just come in from Cuba. You didn't just come in from Cuba, did you?
Puerto Rico, so probably there.
But he does speak Spanish, so he's one of our Spanish reporters, and he's really cool. And actually, you're going to take some photos of everybody, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you have the Spanish word for us today, right?
Yep.
What is it?
Yep.
All right, you're live on the air. We have like 2 seconds. You have 2 seconds. You're live on the air. 2 seconds.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Computadora, which means computer in Spanish.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
Say it again.
Computadora.
Okay, computadora. Okay.
There we go.
I got it.
Okay, so in the meantime, we have a top agent calling in, a casting director within 5 minutes. Do you have an agent? Are you looking for an agent, Chris?
I don't have an agent. I book all my own stuff. And I guess an agent would be good. Depends on the agent, right?
Right.
I don't want Don King, I'll tell you that.
So if there's a caller out there that is on, be careful driving, call me at 727-441-3000 if you have a question for our comic Chris here, that is one of the headliners for Larry. Or if you have a question for Larry, give us a call. Or if you have a question for King James or Yvonne or myself, 727-441-3000. The toll-free number is 866-826-1340. So we're looking for those calls if you do have a question on any of the comics.
Or a complaint. If you just want to call and complain, I'm down with that.
Do you actually complain about food? Like, do you send food back?
No. I only complain on stage. What I do on stage is not real life. I don't do that in real life. In my head, I do.
Okay.
But no.
Okay. Oh, I hate people who do that. Oh. Complain about food. I hate to even eat with them.
Okay, right. So how do you handle a negative person? You're so vibrant and so full of comedy, and let's say there's a negative person in the audience.
I am a negative person. What are you talking about? We get along great. Me and negative people love each other. It's the positive people drive me insane. Because I'm like, you're not looking around. What's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding.
As a reminder, what is that song? I'm sitting here, and of course Chris says, Don, you're getting me tired. So Peter's going to pull up this song real quick. And you said to me,
your vocal pace is exhausting. Isn't it?
Oh, wow. Here, this is what he said. Hold on.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
I know. I think we have a caller. I know we do. I see the light flashing back there, and Peter's going to put them on. Guys, do you want to talk about anything else? Are you going to be putting together a comedy workshop, maybe?
Well, we talked about the showcase, and yes, we are going to have an open mic night. We're going to have a once a month, I think, just start out, see how it goes. But mostly we just want to get people to know that we're back at the club at Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and have them come out and experience our new room and our newly remodeled club and have a great time.
I love it. What time
does the open mic start?
I have no idea yet. We haven't decided.
I wanted to say this, though. If you guys are at home and you're like, oh, there's no good comedy, there are so many good comedians in this local area. If you don't know, if you're not on the scene, I can tell you personally, and I'm very picky about what I laugh at. There are some really talented people in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete, Clearwater area that work and travel out and go nationally, and they'll be through the club. So don't be shy. Come out. These guys aren't beginners. There's a lot of really talented professional comedians coming in there.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. And that's a complaint I get from a lot of people. They'll say, well, I'm not coming out because I went to a show and it wasn't really that funny. Well, we pride ourselves on bringing people that get paid to headline shows. And we do showcase some new talent, but we're very particular about who we bring in.
Yes.
And, my number one priority is the customer. I want them to, they're not there.
Come back again.
Yeah, they're not there to be practiced on, so to speak. If they got some solid material, we want them on the stage. Otherwise.
Yes.
When you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, when you see somebody performing that comes to an open mic, Larry, and you go, okay, they've got it. They've got that it factor for comedy. What do you look for men and women that maybe have never done comedy that want to try it out? What do you look for?
Usually, that's a whole show in itself. But what impresses me is stage presence. The fact that they have the enthusiasm, even if they're a little nervous, because that's typical when they start out.
Mm-hmm.
The material, if they've got good premises, but it needs a little refinement, that type of thing, I can usually sense that. And I got a lot of comic buddies, and, we'll consult on it, and, we'll come up with some ideas and whatever. And I've helped some people over the years, and other ones I've told them that they need to go back to bagging groceries at Walmart.
Right. Last week, Marty called. He's an agent, and he said something very important, that if you want to be anything, you yourself have to make that choice. And once you truly, if you truly wanted to be a comic, you do everything that you could do to make yourself good, get the tools that you need to be that.
Absolutely. And like Chris just said, there's some people in this market that are really hardworking at it, and they've developed themselves, and I'm very proud of them, and some of them are going to go a long way,
Mm-hmm.
Some of them,
And what do you do? Because I know Marty's on the line. We're going to go with Marty in just a minute here. And Chris.
Oh, he's on the line.
Yeah, Marty's on the line. So I want you guys to stay here with us. I hope you can as well. Chris, what do you do with a heckler? How do you handle a heckler and give some good advice to new people out there that are saying, and I'm getting calls. Trust me, people are saying, Don, I want to try comedy. What advice would you give them?
I adopt them. That's what I do. I bring them into my heart and I hug them with love. Mm-hmm. I don't. No, people, I found two things. When they get drunk, they want to talk to you. They forget where they're at. And I don't belittle them for that because I understand that. I don't do that personally, but I understand where that comes from. Okay. So I try to be nice, try to connect. And if they continue, then they're asked to leave the club. I mean, I know people want to be part of the show, but not every comic works that way. I do. If somebody opens up and they go, no, never mind. I'm like, no, please. Please finish your sentence. I want to hear what you had to say.
Right.
Because for me, it's an opportunity to connect and maybe get a few laughs, you know?
Right.
That's true.
It's a good thing.
Great advice. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to another professional person in the industry that's an agent casting director in South Florida that does a lot of movies, TV, and film. Marty, are you there?
Yes, Dawn. Hi, Dawn. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Marty. How are you? How are you
Hello.
Tonight?
Great.
I'm fine. Hello.
We actually...
So much material today that I'm going to discuss that I want to make sure all the listeners, they have their pens and papers out because I'm going to tell them things that are pet peeves for agents and casting directors, but they will not tell you about it. And that's going to help them tremendously. So hopefully everybody has their pens and papers out and they're ready to take some great notes here, you know?
Right. Before we start, Marty, I just want to introduce Chris. He's a local headliner comic here that travels. Say hi to Marty.
Hey, Marty. How are you, brother?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. I did not bring a pen. Can I use a crayon?
Crayons, markers, that'll work.
Drop of blood? Maybe a quill?
He's looking for an agent, so this is good. I need to connect you two. Also, Larry has the comedy place here that is called Tampa Bay Comedy and called Sunny. Larry, say hi to Marty.
Yeah, hi, Marty. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. Looking for new talent, so keep me in mind.
Yes. And Marty, okay. if you have any comics, send them to Larry's Way. You know, that should be your email, Larry's Way. You know.
Yeah, make sure you forward him my contact info so we can correspond. I definitely have a lot of great comedians. So,
there you go.
And comedians, singers, all that other stuff, they're looking to venture and get the exposure. So, yeah, definitely. You know, when you get the chance, give him my contact info.
Okay, because we got a nice little room for him to play on.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, stay here. Marty's got some information for all the listeners out there that want to get into show business, and it's your floor. You're on.
Okay. Well, last week I discussed how do you go about getting an agent, why it's important to have representation as opposed to being a freelance talent. So now we're going to talk about how do you keep good graces with your agent and casting directors. Because in this industry, you don't want to burn bridges before you even get the chance to even try to cross that bridge. So today I'm going to tell you things that numerous casting directors, other agents, you know, and I, we discuss among ourselves. And we talk about, oh, God, this is just annoying. Talent just needs to learn not to do that and do this and not do that. So I may be going back and forth with the do's and don'ts for casting directors and agents, so please bear with me. But first we're going to talk about, okay, you got your agent, you just started fresh, you have a new agent. Now, sometimes things get slow in the industry, as you know. Sometimes, like right now, it's been a very slow week for me. It's been really, really slow, so hopefully things get to pick up. Now, talent gets frustrated, very frustrated, because they think sometimes there's favoritism or they're just being excluded from castings and stuff like that. The first thing I'm going to suggest to all talent is don't or do not. Do not take things personal. Not all specs, not all breakdowns are going to fit you. You could be the most gorgeous girl. You could look like a Barbie doll or a Ken doll. But there's always going to be breakdowns or projects out there that do not fit and you don't fit the criteria. So that's one thing they have to understand. So sometimes I don't know if you noticed, Dawn, sometimes I may post on my social media, break a leg to my talent for this and that, and then immediately talent, why was I excluded? Well, gee, they're looking for a 300-pound African-American female. Are you a 300-pound African-American female? And then, you know, they sometimes take it very personal. So that's one thing I want to say. Do not take things personal, and do understand that you will not fit every breakdown. Communication with your agent is very crucial. If you're not hearing from your agent, let's say you're starting a new relationship with your agent, feel free to contact your agent. Call them, email them, text them. Hey, Marty, haven't heard from you in about 2 weeks. Please don't forget me. Just a little friendly reminder. A friendly reminder does not hurt. You want to be remembered, especially if you're just spanking new as a talent. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
Does that make sense what I'm saying? Okay. So you want to, you're kind of like the new student. So you kind of like got to make your impression. So but you want to make a good impression. So do keep communication open with your agent. Very important. Another thing, make sure you're on the same page with your agent. Okay. So this is a major do. Agents, by law in the state of Florida, can charge 10 to 20% commission. In California and I believe in New York, I'm not sure, I don't give them wrong information regarding New York, but I know in California it's 10% commission by law, and over here it's 10 to 20. The reason 10 to 20 is because the rates are not as great as in California or other places. Sometimes when you have a talent, they book a national commercial, they can make it as much as $100,000 or more, okay? So, and 10% of $100,000, that's a lot of money. So make sure you're on the same page for your agent. You have the right to know, okay, how much commission do you take? I know I'm very open with my talent. Whenever I send them a casting or something's put out, I always tell them, this is the rate after my commission. So they already know what they're going to get in their pocket, unless minus taxes. Sometimes they may tax them, sometimes they may not. So making sure you're on the same page with your agent, very important. Preparation. I think we talked about the tools last week. You remember we talked about the tools?
Yes.
That the actors should have? Mm-hmm. If your agent's telling you that your casting networks, because most agents use casting networks, mostly all the big wig cast directors, in order for agents to submit talent, they have to utilize casting networks. And casting networks is a website that all the agents use. It has their stats there, their resume, their headshots. So if your agent, and you have a new agent, your agent's telling you, please upload your resume, please make sure that your headshot is professional. If it's not professional, I could submit, any other agent could submit, and if it's not up to par, the casting director is not going to call you in for an audition. So you're losing opportunities. So please, once again, do be prepared. Have your resume up there. Make sure your headshot's professional.
Marty,
no selfies.
Marty, I have a question real quick on the casting director's website. Is that for talent as well to sign up, or is that only for agents and casting directors?
For what, casting networks?
Right.
Casting networks is for the talent. The agents have their own, I guess you can say, their own page with casting networks. In order for all their talent and their talent pool, they have their own profile. So whenever, let's say, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken casting, the casting director would put a call out to us agents via casting networks. We get a notification two ways, via casting networks and via email. To our business emails. So let's say, for instance, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken. They want minorities between 20 to, say, 35 years old. We go onto the casting networks. We do a filter, and we immediately submit talent that fit the specs. So that's why it is very crucial that all talent have their headshots and resumes up there. I have talent that will complain to me, Marty, how come I'm not being submitted for speaking stuff? Gee, do you have your resume uploaded on casting networks? No, that's the problem. Most of these casting directors, they want resumes. When you submit them, they want to see, are you sending me great actors? Is there lots of theater experience, TV, film? That's what they want to see. They don't want to see extra work plastered on the resume. And I would like to discuss resumes at another time because I want to explain and teach everyone how to do a newbie resume, a novice resume versus a working actor resume. But we'll tackle that another time. Another thing, gratefulness. Gratefulness can backfire, okay? And I'm going to explain to you how it backfires. Like, for instance, if you have talent and they're thanking one particular agent on social media, and I've seen it with my own eyes, and they're thanking one agent for a booking or for a casting, but they don't thank their other agent that sends them to castings or bookings, do you think that's going to sit well with the other agent or the other agent? No, it's just showing that you're giving appreciation and accolades to a particular agent or agents, but you're not doing the same for the other one. So therefore, you're already starting to burn bridges with agents. So if you're going to show appreciation on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all this other stuff, make sure you do it with all your agents. So that's a major do. Do thank them all. You know, like, as they say, right? You can get a lot of what? Bees with what?
Honey
than you can, or flies with honey than you can with what? Vinegar, right? So, right. So that's what you want to do. You want to, you know, you don't want to burn bridges with them because, you know, we're emotional people too. And we can take offense because we're like pushing for you and then you don't even show appreciation. So if you're going to show appreciation, show appreciation for all your agents. Okay.
Can I say something, Marty, real quick and intertwine with this? When I used to work for Boca Talent for Anita, remember Anita back in the days? I don't know if you remember.
I don't know Anita. I do know Laura. I'm friends with Laura there at Boca.
Okay, well, actually, she had sold the agency to somebody else, and Anita was the owner at the time. But, you know, I was her booking agent in TV and film. And I learned so much, but I want to talk about thankfulness. It was so cool as one of their booking agents at the time that people would send me a coffee cup with their picture on it. And it would be in front of me, or a pen with their photo on it. Or I had the craziest stuff coming in. And the great news was, we even had the mailman come in and we said, take off your hat, we have a casting for you. I mean, it was so crazy. But, you know, I just want to, you know, intertwine with this that, you know, we're not bribing you to say thank you to your agent, but it's always nice because if your picture is on their desk or a snow globe with your photo in it, you know, does that help you? Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? And you know, this is going back to appreciation. You know, that is a good tactic. It really is because, you know, your agents get you, you know, you got bookings. So they're sending you to a lot of castings and they believe in you. You're not booking, but that agent's still pushing you. I always push my talent. I don't care regardless if they book or not. As long as they show up and they're trying and doing their best, eventually they're going to book. You know why? Because they're going to become immune to being nervous in front of the casting directors. It's a skill that they will eventually acquire. Okay, but I do believe, you know, I push my talent. And when you, even a thank you, an email, when your agent, this is another two, when your agent sends you to a casting, thank them on a text, an email, a phone call. Hey, Marty, I just came out of the casting. It's not just with me. It's just with other agents, because this is to help all talent here in South Florida or any other state. Thank your agent. That will show that you have appreciation and you're very professional at the same time. So, like I said, always thank them after you go to a casting. Now, preparation, once again, please be prepared. When your agent sends you the sides and the casting details talent, please follow the instructions. Please read the sides. Please memorize the sides. Don't go to the casting and tell the casting director, I just got the sides last night. It was short notice. It was my agent's fault. Don't do that. Oh, Lord, that's a big no-no. Dawn, that's a big no-no. You know what that does to the casting director? That gives a red flag to the casting director. This talent will throw their agent under the bus.
Yes.
And they like to shift blame on their agent.
That's
true. So you're now losing points with the casting director, too. And let me tell you something. I've had casting directors call me and say, Marty, would you believe they try to blame you for not sending the sides? And I'm like, what? And I've contacted them and says, why would you say that when I've sent you the... And then, you know, that puts you in a very precarious situation. So you don't want to be in that situation. Don't do the blame game.
Right.
No blame game, okay? Just be prepared. Do the best you can, okay? Now, when your agent sends you to a casting, please sign in under the agency. If I send you to, I send a talent to a casting, you put Thespis Rose Theater, you put TRT. You don't go to the casting under me after I send you the casting details and everything, and then sign under Boca or sign under some other talent agency. Because you know what? We do email the casting directors all the confirmation of the talent that are going. So what that does is that confuses the casting director, that annoys the casting director, and now you burn bridges with your agent because you're trying to be dishonest and go through another agency when you're supposed to go through the sending agent. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And talent have done that. I'm telling you, I kid you not, talent have done that. Another thing, talent, do not try to bypass your agent. Don't go to a casting and befriend the casting director or the director or the producer and think that you can try to bypass your agent by not paying commission, by contacting, try to get direct bookings. The real professionals will contact your agent and let them know.
It's too small. Right, Marty, it's so small here that people don't realize how small Florida is with everybody knows everybody.
That's
true. As you know that, too, in the comedy land.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
At Dawn, that is, you hit it right on the nail. That is so, so true.
And
you have no idea.
Right, and not to get greedy because, you know, when that door opens, you'll be sitting on the back burner wondering what you did wrong and you'll know what you did, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing. When you get, usually the agent bills and they get the payment for the talent when they do a shoot. Sometimes, seldom, the talent get the check sent directly. Your duty, your responsibility as a professional is to contact your agent. Marty, I just got a check for, let's say, Odonation. I just got a check for Odonation. Did you get your commission, or was this sent directly to you? If you're confused, you're not quite sure where the check came from, always check with your agent. It's a possibility that it was an oversight from production, and they just sent it to the talent. So your job is to make sure you, if it was sent to the talent and it didn't go to the agent to get their commission, you pay the commission accordingly to your agent. So very important. Make sure you pay your agent. Very important. Another thing, this is a big pet peeve. And you know what's funny? Let her rest in peace. Sherry and I used to talk about this. Dawn, Sherry Reichert.
Yes, yes.
She used to get annoyed when talent used to harass her and harass me. They just did a shoot. I kid you not, Yvonne. They just did a commercial shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already emailing within the same week, when will I get paid?
Right.
They just shot.
Right.
They kind of do that in all the industries.
Well, Sherry, let me say, Sherry had Famous Faces at the time, and so I was managing through her back in the days, and she was my agent, and she was a spitfire in the industry, you know, and we miss her terribly, you know, so,
yes.
And I do have a question. We have a comic here that might have a question for you, Marty. And Chris, do you have something? Hold on a second for Marty, agent, casting director.
Yeah, about the thanking. I usually thank on Facebook, but I also leave like an old pair of gym socks there. Not with my picture on it, Marty. I just write my name on it. Is that appropriate?
Oh.
I'm gonna go by your pause that no, it's not in fact appropriate.
Well, Marty, this is Yvonne.
Okay,
Marty, I was talking about you all week. The information that you gave last week was so wonderful, and I was so excited to know that you're going to be back today, and the information that you're giving now is wonderful. It's just marvelous, and anybody who's out there who needs to call in and ask Marty for any information, I will like very much for you to do that. Yes, call in.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to have some callers calling in, because I'm open to, you know, I still have a lot more I want to cover. Like, I wanted to get into the resume.
Yeah, I was going to just say, I can't wait until you get into the resume, because Dawn and I, we remember we went to the pageant, and I learned so much about resumes, because the first thing we had to do for the young ladies that were going to be in the pageant was look at their resumes. And some of them could tell you right away what's going on with them. And some of them had two pages or three pages. And we had to go through all of that. And some of them had the lettering was too small. And some of them, the lettering was too big. And so I learned the importance of the resume from that pageant. Remember, Dawn?
Right. There's two sets of resumes, one for TV and film and one for, you know, work-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a different, as you know that in comedy as well, you have the same.
That's interesting because some of the guys have resumes and there's two resumes, two in comedy. One's a resume of their job experience. The other one's a criminal profile.
There you go. But, you know, let me tell you. A lot of people have burned bridges with casting directors because they lie on their resume, now that we're talking about resumes.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that's a big no-no and a big do not or don't with casting directors. Please don't lie on your resume.
Right.
Please don't say that you was a principal on Burn Notice. Please don't lie.
When you was just a walk-on.
you were an extra, but then you said you were a principal.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a funny story because I kid you not, this is when Ellen Jacoby. You know, I'm good friends with Ellen Jacoby, and I think you told me you're gonna have her sometime, right, on the radio.
Yeah, she's been on a couple times.
Yes, she's been
Ellen
here.
Jacoby, top casting director, and she said she's coming
I love
in.
Ellen.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something. Ellen does not take nonsense.
Mm.
Right.
I had a talent go to the casting. And on the resume, okay, this was not shown to me, this resume, because I would have said something. On the resume, they said they were a principal player. Now, anyone who ever watched Burn Notice knows that the principals on that show was Bruce Campbell, Jeffrey Donovan, and Gabrielle Noir, okay? And Kobe Bell. Those were the principals on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So this talent decided to lie and put principal on the resume. Now, she did the casting for Burn Notice. She says, you were a principal. No, you were not.
I hear that.
I was the casting director. So they already burned bridges.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So please do not lie. It's important that you know what is a principal player, what is a supporting player, what is a guest role appearance.
And what is an extra.
Exactly. What is an extra and what is recurring?
Mm-hmm.
Do not put extra work plastered on the resume. That's a big no-no for the cast directors. That's a big do not. Do not have your extra work plastered all over. They will not take you seriously at all. In fact, they will just annoy them.
Well, you know what I like a lot about what you gave last week was that it's better to go into community theater than to be an extra. Remember you said that last week?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to get those tools. You got to get the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So do theater, do independent films, do student films. Look, there's always a call on Craigslist for student films.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, and a lot of these student films are done really well. If you want to get hands-on experience, the best thing to do and fill up that resume, do those student films.
Mm.
Even if it's pro bono, you have to get your feet wet. You have to start somewhere. Even the A-listers started somewhere. They did student films. They did local theater. They did this. They did that. They didn't just say, wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm not doing pro bono stuff, and I'm not doing local theater, and I'm not going to do student films and independent films. No, they had to start somewhere. Someone has to give you your first break, right? So start off small and build your way up. That's the best way to go.
I have a question, Marty, because, you know, I used to do a lot of marketing for my son when he was the Burger King boy at the time, and I would send out mailings, and I still do to this day. Now, I remember I sent something over to Ellen, and there were five of my agents on at the time, and then Ellen had called through that agent, right? Mm-hmm. When I saw Ellen, and I said, "Why?" I had four or five agents. Why did you call that one? I was doing my own marketing. I wasn't waiting for my agent. Marty, so I was always promoting and sending out to film directors, putting my name on it, but also saying my agent is contact.
Right.
You know, and people don't realize, and I got a lot of jobs that way as well. Do you do that as well, Chris, on bookings?
We have a database of clubs all over the country. It's a little bit different than acting, and we basically contact either the chain that manages the club or the owner of the independent club and say, you know, here's my website, here's my video, here's my resume, here's my experience. You know, I'm a nationally touring headliner. Will you book me for a week in the club? I mean, that's how most comics do it. Now, some comics, once they get a little bit larger, maybe a little bit more presence on Twitter and on the internet, then they go with the agent. Then YouTube guys, they end up with an agent typically at some point to market their exposure.
Okay. So I just want to kind of let people know about that because they don't realize, even though they have an agent, you can still be doing things and putting Marty's name on it. You know what I'm saying?
Because he'll back you up.
Right. You don't remember when I talked about the sharks and the predators out there? You definitely want to have representation.
Yes.
And it also gives you importance because anyone who's important in the industry, even the A-listers, you have to go through their I just had to cast two celebrities for a film, Best Laid Plans, okay? And it's shooting in Clearwater. And I had to go through their managers, okay? And I respect that. That's the way it should be done, the managers or the agents. You don't just say, well, hey, I'm just going to bypass and just not pay commission, you know? So let me just, you know what? You're going to do such a disservice to yourself. People are going to take advantage of you. They're not going to take you seriously. And it's just a nightmare. You don't want that. You want to give yourself a sense of importance and professionalism. I think that's the most important thing. I want to get into, like, the cast directors, the fun stuff now, if I could.
We have, it's about 6:56, Marty. We have about 3 minutes on this hour, and we have to go to the top of the hour news. A half hour goes so fast.
Yes, it does.
I know. Can we have everybody hold on to that thought list? And, Marty, and you can stay on the line with us for a few minutes, little bit longer.
Sure.
Okay, I think Yvonne's nodding yes. That's a yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Marty's my type of guy.
I see that. I know. We're going to get Marty in the studio with us. So, Marty, we're going to go to that conversation in a minute. As before we wrap up, guys, I want to thank you. I'd like you to stay if you want for the next hour. You're more than welcome to sit with us.
I got a dip, but I appreciate you having me. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
And I'm the same, and I guess I'm going to see you next week, right?
Yes,
Come back with another comic.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I want to remind everybody to check out tampabaycomedy.com and check out the website and sign up for our email and come out to the show this weekend. We got two fabulous shows. Chris Gorgeous headlining Friday night and Saturday night improv with Chris Gorgeous and a whole
cast of
crazies. Just crazies.
I love that. I wish my name was Yvonne Gorgeous.
Well, we'll make it because she's our Miss Florida Diva and she's gorgeous. Peter, thank you so much. We're going to go to the top of the hour. Have Marty hold down. We're going to come back with Alexia's interviews. Alexia has some questions for Marty. She's an actress. She's been in major films. Her mom's out there getting the work. She also needs an agent. We'll be back. HollywoodConnections.biz. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, Yvonne Madison.
Your co-host.
And Sunny's Tampa Bay Lounge. Comedy.com.
Yes.
We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Dreamland. Go there now. Solution. All I got for you, all I got for you.